This is the All-Star Networking Show with your host, Kathy Paper.
Welcome to the All-Star Networking Show. Katie Burke, I'm so psyched to have you joining today to chat about networking and talk about all things Team Women. I'd love you to just introduce yourself to the listeners, and thank you so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's always a joy to spend time with you, Kathy Paper. So thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to share more, a little bit about my career path and also just the great work that we do at Team Women, where we inspire women and girls to rise together. That's our whole mission. And so I've been lucky enough to create a career that has kind of captured all the experiences and skills I've earned throughout my decade-long career path. And the best part about my job has been to connect the dots with people that have been in and out of my life at various stages to help that are aligned with the work that I'm doing currently so that we can all grow to make a bigger impact on shaping women leaders today and those that are coming up the pipeline.
Excellent. And Katie, I'm just, you know, I've had the pleasure of seeing you do your magic as the executive director of Team Women. And when you say connect the dots with the people in your career, what does that mean for you in terms of relationship and networking? Because you truly are a networking all-star. So we got to talk a little bit about that little statement of connecting the dots, because you do it so naturally and strategically that I want you to just say a little bit more about what that means to you in terms of networking.
Sure. And I think it came from, you know, how I was raised. So I always go back to my family. We were very, you know, my parents loved to sit around the kitchen table and talk about their life experiences and talk about who they interacted with during the day. We just have the Burkes have a natural curiosity about people and stories. And so that started early on. I could never go out the door in high school without my dad, you know, asking me who I was going with. And then he'd pull out the phone directory at the time, right? And yeah, he'd look up he'd say, "Does Susie have a last name?" Because he always wanted us to use last names. And then he'd say, it was so funny. And he'd say, "Oh, I went to college with Dale, or, you know, her dad. And then, you know, we played pickleball together," not pickleball, but, you know, we played sports together. And he always had a story for every person I mentioned. And it was just, it was a fun game. We loved it. And so it started early on. So in my first career path, I was in TV production and you know, I went to school at Texas Christian University and I got a degree in radio, TV, film. And I always used to say it was that no BFD about my BFA, because it didn't matter what degree you had in that industry. It was all about who you know. And that's how I was able to land my first job. It was because I was an intern at a production company, and they told me about this equipment house in Dallas at the time that was where all the movie producers came and rented their equipment. I got to know the people that worked at that place. They told me about a job that was opening up, so I was first in line at a production company, and that has always been how I've landed in my opportunities in my whole career. And it started in TV production. It was just about who I knew that could help me get to where I wanted to go.
And did you, like, that's a really interesting phrase for anybody, you know, listening, that's just starting their, building their network and building relationships. And what you said, no BFD about my BFA. How did you build those relationships with the people at your internships? Or, you know, would you say like you're friendly? I mean, I know you so well personally, and your people are drawn to you, but what is it, sort of your secret sauce, or how did you stay relaxed when you were just building those relationships?
You know, it's really funny that you say that, because I was not, and I'm very fearful. And I see kids today, these you know, 20 something year olds that I look at and I admire and respect their confidence so much and they're articulate. I mean, I am blown away and I'm excited about our next generation of leaders. We didn't have career programs in college that helped us get ready to interview. And we didn't have all those things that are set up today that kids can take advantage of and resources. And we didn't have my parents were great connectors. They weren't in my market. They were up here in Minneapolis. I was in Texas. I was, you know, trying to make it happen. So I think it just goes back to those values that were instilled in me. And even though I had deep fear, I kept putting myself out there. I kept just doing what I needed to do to get to where I needed to go. So it's that kind of internal compass, I think, that I had and a drive too. So
awesome. Because I love that you say it sort of was your values and you just kept doing it because, you know, you have some amazing relationships. And again, I would love people to go click on Team Women, you know, see the sponsors and relationships you've built and the connections. You know, how do you think you've been successful kind of building that network? You know, let's fast forward to what you're doing now. How did you, like, are you intentional about networking or how do you build all these relationships and maintain them?
So great question. And it, you know, my career path took, you know, several turns. And so each time I was kind of in a new industry and a new role. And so I didn't have, so I had to keep honing those skills of, okay, I'm in this role right now. And what do I need to do to grow my career or my organization? So the same formula that I have used in my career have been a certain number of activities each week, you know, and in banking, because I was even a banker at one time.
Nice.
For Women Venture, they have, you know, it's a cookbook strategy. And you do so many, you really assess the industry that you're in. You assess the opportunities that are around you within the industries, associations and different like-minded groups. And you create a strategy and a plan for where intentionally you need, who you need to be in front of and who you need to be with. And not in like a self-serving way, but more in a, so that you can accomplish your goals, you know, which is probably to, you know, be fulfilled in your role, to make an impact and to deliver results. So it's a cookbook strategy. It's a certain number of live events to attend, a certain number of email connections to make, a certain number of calls to make, warm and cold, a certain number of asks each week. Who am I going to ask to help me connect? You know, so it's a real formula, which Kathy Paper, you are very familiar with and you help people with.
Well, but I love that you call it a cookbook strategy, because the cookbook is your formula is the recipe.
Yes.
Right? That's a lot of, you know, you're, like I said, you're an all-star networker and you assess the industries. And did you set your goal first, or do you do this weekly or quarterly? Or
yeah,
again, you're very efficient and you're effective at all these relationships.
Yep. And so if I look at my job, so say I want to get a job, right? Or say I want to grow a certain line of business within the organization I'm running, right? So what do I need to do to get that accomplished? And so I do set a weekly goal. And then I even drill it down to an AM and PM, because some life is overwhelming.
Wait, what, right? Do you mean an AM and PM?
So an AM and PM. So an AM goal and PM goal. So what are the three top priorities I want to get done today? And then in the PM, I look over my day and I say, you know, what did I get do? Because sometimes you start your morning and you say, I want to get all these things done, right? But you can only get three done. And then at the end of the day, you say, what did I get done? And you list your top three. And are they in alignment? You know, and it just helps. For me, focus is the key. Once I have my eye on something, I am just all in. I am all, you know, like everybody in my world knows about Team Women because that's all I ever talk about, you know, Team Women, yeah. My family,
Yeah, so. but Katie, I got to stop on this because again, you're so good and that focus is the key, but the fact that you have a weekly goal and an AM and a PM and a three top priorities, and then you said something that I don't know if everybody that's listening does this, but you said you reflect back. Mm-hmm. Do you do that at the end of the day or like mid, like that is such a powerful way of keeping yourself accountable.
Yeah, I do at the end of every day. And I don't do this all perfectly, but when I am, you know, these are the strategies and the systems that have helped me in my career. When I'm feeling lost, overwhelmed, directionless, something like that, I know these things work and they help me. Because the last thing I want is to feel like, you know, if I have a goal, I want to feel like I'm striving toward it and not beat myself up for, you know, not doing something or missing the mark or you know.
Well, again, you know, you're amazing at it, really. And I would say one is when you feel challenged with networking to get to somebody or to build relationships, sort of what has been kind of a challenge or how do you, you know, we don't win every relationship we try to build, but how do you kind of overcome those challenges or manage through it?
Yeah, that's a really good one, because there definitely are ones that you have worked really hard on. Say it's maybe a client that you've been working with for years, right? And they're going through changes and shifts and you're trying to follow the moving ball within the organization to stay connected, you know? So usually it's just staying as in touch as best I can. And when you're managing a lot of relationships, it's tricky. It's challenging. Oftentimes I feel like I'm not giving enough people enough attention. And, you know, so I'm my own worst enemy, you know, and, but all I can do is the best I can do. So that's all, and that's all I can say to myself. I am just trying to do the best I can do, you know, because, you know, to help us achieve what we set out to, you know, what our goals were. And yeah. So, I've had a lot of ups and downs in different relationships, but what I know now is that, that the beauty of getting older is that I have so much experience that life keeps working out. And it might work out different than what I thought, but I don't need to sweat it all the time, you know, and I can just relax and just know it's going to be okay. You know? So I think I try to trust that more than anything else.
No, that's great. And Katie, for anybody that doesn't know you, when we see you in action, you know, at any Team Women event, I love how you will say, I went to high school with so-and-so, or I got connected to them through there, that really, you know, your relationships are kind of a tapestry of all your experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sort of to relax into it. That's, you know, that's great. That's one of your skill sets. What about, is there somebody in your network of relationships that you feel like you've learned some relationship strategies from them, or anybody that you can draw upon that say, oh, I liked how they did that, whether it's a, you know, handwritten card or how they connected you to somebody else or something kind of tactical that maybe somebody else has taught you?
Oh, 100%. And so for those that don't know, I mean, my world is professional development, right? So I'm around amazing women leaders that are constantly sharing their insights with members of our Team Women community, you know, their learnings, their insight, everything. And the ones that really, and I'm not, I'll be honest, I'm not good at the handwritten note, the thank you note. I'm so focused on what's next that I move quickly. But what I did to help me with that is that I have a card system where I have photos and I take photos and I have this whole process so that I can do a send out card with a little treat to those that I interact with. And that has saved me from beating myself up because I don't, you know, I'm not the, you know, a lot of times the best thank you is a handwritten note from somebody like the day you, you know, pay your bill at the restaurant, you know, and it's just not my, I just, no matter how hard I try, I'm just not good at it.
No, but you're amazed. I mean, again, I think that's your, you said it's the personal touch of some of your relationships. And I've been the beneficiary of that, of the photo we've taken at the Team Women event. And then a thank you for being the MC or being on the panel or being on the board. And, you know, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
With that, is there, you know, again, I didn't know you set AM and PM goals, and mm-hmm. I love that efficiency because I'm always amazed at how you run this large organization, show up in so many places, support so many other people. You know, you're on social media, you've raised your family, like you get a lot done. Like, I don't know, you know, how you do it all, but this practice of your focus aligning to your goal is great. Do you, you know, how do you decide where else you're getting involved in the community?
Mm.
Oh, that's a question I get a lot from people is how do I know what to join or where do I meet people? Any thoughts about that, Katie?
Yeah, I love that. So because I'm so active in the community through Team Women, right? There's a few different things. My neighborhood is really important to me and I had not been taking time for it. And, you know, I was really, you know, president of our association and things like that. And so intentionally I asked if I could join a neighborhood card group, you know, with some friends. And so now we play cards monthly and it is so much fun. And they're Team Women, they've become Team Women members, but so right. That's one. And they're very active in the community in different ways. They're more philanthropists. They're just different. They, you know, just different women in different roles. And then also I love sports. So I'm active in another group that loves surfing, you know, so we surf on the lake and that kind of takes care of that part of me that wants to stay active physically. So I find groups that are different that I'm not getting in my role of professional development and Team Women. And then also I have joined a board, Relate, which is a counseling center, mental health counseling center in the Western suburbs. And it's a nonprofit and it serves. So that's, I'm very active in that nonprofit as well.
Nice.
They're in all the schools. They're in eight school districts. Relate is, they provide mental health, individual and family therapy services to, I think, the total of like 58 schools. So they're amazing.
Wow, that's great. And you can just find it at relate.org.
Yeah, Relate. Let me see if it's Relate.
I'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, that would be great because May is Mental Health Month. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. And then for anybody that's listening that doesn't know, because we are in Minnesota-based podcast, but we have national listeners and a few global, you got to explain a little bit more about the surfing. Just again, because we're sporty, let's explain that sport, which is a super fast growing sport, is, you know.
It's so fun. So it's surfing behind a boat and on a lake. And so these are special boats that give you a 3-foot wake and you start hanging on to the rope. And once you get up, then you throw the rope into the boat. And the surf, you're on a surfboard and there are no bindings, or you know, it's not wake surfing, it's surfing. And so it is really, really fun.
Yeah. Okay. So she's just for anyone. She, Katie, you're a sick athlete, so that's good. And then we're dabbling in pickleball and getting people connected there, because these social connections. And again, I think you're so effective and you make it look so easy. But you go, you just said you join things sort of where you're at, whether it's the community or your sports or the mental health groups. And anybody, again, that's listening, I give my 2 cents of go to something you're passionate about and really dive in and get involved. And it will help you personally and professionally. And, you know, I always say we do business with people we know, like, and trust, and let people get to know you and you relax. And then they see, you know, what a great person you are. So again, you make it sound easy, and you're such a good communicator. So, last thing before we wrap up, the time always flies. I'll definitely, we got to have you back again to talk more about this, but kind of one more nugget or thing you want to add to the, for the listeners that I didn't touch on, or anything you want to share as you think about, okay, how do I keep focused, or what would you tell people as your final out the door, have a nice day kind of?
I think that if you are looking to get involved in an organization to grow yourself personally and professionally, that it is up to you to dive in and give any new venture that you're passionate about at least 6 months, but really get involved. Don't sit on the sidelines, and it is up to you. My mom used to say, let it begin with me. And that is really true. People aren't going to hold your hand and walk you through your life. You know, you need to make it happen, and you can make it happen. And it's a joyful, rewarding experience. The more people that you meet, everybody adds so much dimension and perspectives and ideas that help keep you fresh and creative. So it really adds a lot to your life by pushing yourself to participate in something other than what you're accustomed to, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, and I love that of the, you know, give it 6 months, but then it gives you some, you know, creativity and innovation and ideas, which is why one of the things too, we didn't touch on this. And I do want to say this, because when I go to Team Women meetings, you know, yes, it's all women and usually one or two men, but it's you've built a very diverse network, and of people, age, you know, socioeconomic, corporate, small business, you know, I think, anyway, would you say that's true statement?
100%. And we're striving. It's a focus for us, you know, since 2020, since the George Floyd incident in Minneapolis here, which was devastating. It was kind of like the veil came off, you know, everyone. And we said, how do we make our organization as inclusive as we can so that everybody feels like they belong? Because that is our primary goal. And it's multi-generational, and it's multi-industry, and men are welcome. We have a couple super fans, and that's the spirit, because we inspire women and girls to rise together, so that we lead with that. And so we've seen just amazing stories, and our you know, from skin color to diversity of thought, culture, everything else is representative in our organization. And we're just excited to blow it up that way.
Nice. Okay, wait. And again, you're going to have to come back on this, because I realized I didn't get a chance. I want you to talk for a minute about the Empower Leadership Program Academy, that, because I just was able to witness girls sort of being trained and educated. So just say a little bit about that, and then we'll wrap up, because I feel like nobody taught me how to network as a kid. Or do personal development. Maybe I learned some things through sports, but I think what you're doing is so impressive that I want to do a little bit of a, tell people what it is if they want to get involved.
So we partner with organizations to host 3-hour academies that are open to the public, young girls primarily, 5th through 12th grade, and they're free to attend. And in those 3 hour sessions, we'll have up to 50 young girls who don't know each other coming together. And we have expert coaches that coach them on confidence, mental wellness, resilience, and leadership. So we are laying the foundation for them to kind of build their toolkit of leadership experiences in as early as fifth grade. And we give them public speaking opportunities. It's very interactive. We give them games. So they are really, talk about getting out of your comfort zone. That's where I, like I mentioned, I see these young leaders that are so articulate and very understanding of their thought and direction and what their skills are and what they aren't, that it's thrilling to see these young girls. And we have several that are on our website that are free to attend. June 12th is the first with Anderson Foundation. And then July 30th will be at Medtronic and so on and so forth. So yeah, love to have any kids. You don't have to be a Team Women member. It's young girls, fifth through 12th grade.
Good. And if people want to get involved, because that was something that was really interesting to me to just watch, you know, in 3 hours, kind of the both community that can get built and the support. So it's, you know, one of those programs that I was thrilled to know about. So props to you, Katie Burke. So thank you so much for being on the show. You're an all-star networker extraordinaire, super surfboarder. Didn't know, you know, I knew that a little bit about you, but I didn't know you were in a surfing club. And so people can find you on Team Women. I'll put stuff in the show notes, but thank you for being here. And I'm just so grateful to call you a friend too. So
I am blessed to call you a friend, Kathy Paper. And thank you for all that you do for so many. You're giving them such valuable skills. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the All-Star Networking Show with Kathy Paper. If you're interested in being a guest, please contact Kathy at www.rockpaperstar.com.